top European and Arab leaders met in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh in a bid to act quickly to strengthen the just-declared ceasefire in Gaza, to help rebuild the battered territory, and to try to avoid a repeat of the three-week conflict. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, who co-sponsored a staged peace plan for Gaza, began the conference by spelling out what needs to be done. He says there are difficult and important issues facing us, requiring us all to redouble our efforts. We must guarantee the respect of the ceasefire and the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza and restore the truce, reopen border crossings, and lift the Israeli blockade. French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who co-authored the Gaza peace plan, thanked Mubarak for his efforts and subtly criticized other Arab states who recently met in Qatar, calling for an end of the Israeli-Palestinian peace process and the ostracizing of Israel.
L'Égypte joue un rôle essentiel pour arrêter...
He says that Egypt played an essential role in stopping this war, which has only led to more pain and more disaster and will not guarantee peace and security for anyone. Egypt, unlike other Arab states, acted responsibly to find consensus rather than throw oil on the fire. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, his face looking drawn and tired, explained sadly that the crisis has been a disaster for his people and that much remains to be done to overcome it. He says that a human, humanitarian, and national catastrophe has befallen us, one we wanted to avoid from the start. But since it has happened, Abbas says we must work to strengthen the just-declared ceasefire, resume a truce with Israel, bring urgent humanitarian aid to our people, and rebuild Palestinian unity. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for Hamas and Israel to do what needs to be done to strengthen the still fragile ceasefire.
Hamas must stop fighting, must stop sending rockets into Israel, and Israel also must exercise maximum restraint so that this ceasefire can sustain.
Jordan's King Abdullah II urged both the European Union and the incoming Obama administration to cooperate and to deal with the Israeli-Palestinian crisis immediately so that future crises can be averted.
Coordination between the European Union and the incoming Obama administration is going to be vital for all of us to think of the day after, to get the process back on track and to find a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian problem immediately. If we do not do that, then it'll only be a matter of time until many world leaders will be meeting again calling for a ceasefire in this region.
King Abdullah also insisted that the 2002 Arab Peace Initiative be kept alive, tacitly criticizing Syria and other radical Arab states who recently declared it was dead. Meanwhile, despite recent bellicose rhetoric coming from the Damascus-based Hamas leadership, the deputy head of its political bureau, Musa Abu Marzouk, declared the group would abide by the ceasefire, giving Israel 1 week to withdraw its forces from Gaza. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
المساعدات الإنسانية فورا إلى شعبنا ومن ثم كل القضايا التي نحتاج إليها من مؤتمر لإعادة البناء من مؤتمر وطني للوحدة الوطنية.
Hamas must stop fighting, must stop sending rockets into Israel, and Israel also must exercise maximum restraint so that this ceasefire can sustain.
Coordination between the European Union and the incoming Obama administration is going to be vital for all of us to think of the day after, to get the process back on track and to find a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian problem immediately. If we do not do that, then it'll only be a matter of time until many world leaders will be meeting again calling for a ceasefire in this region.